Let's see on Yud Tesamid Aleph, and the wide lines about the six wide lines. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon Levi, B'chof Dalad Mekaymas Bezden Menade Malkvot Harav. The 24 places where you put a person in Nidui because he violated Kavod Talmid HaChamim. The Rambam has a dinam of Cherem and Nidui and Shamta. That's a machloikos Rishonim. How many madregas of Cherem are there? Are there three madregas or two? There's Cherem and there's Nidui. Nidui is worse than Cherem. Then there's an opinion that Shamta is the third Madrega. Others say, no, that Nidui and Shamta are the same thing. Where does the Rambam have all the dinam of Hilchas Cherem, Nidui, Shamta? It's all in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Because the Iker din of Nidui is, it's a klala, that the person should die. But the person in Cherem, the Gemara says the word Cherem is the same osius as Ramach. Ramachivorim, so the cherem is a curse that should creep into the ramachivorim of the person. He should drop dead. And Misha Meis Beniduyoi, the Gemara says Bezden Stoklem Esarono. Doesn't mean that you throw skila, you throw stone. Doesn't mean that you put a pile of stones Gagalo Shalochan, but it means you put a slab of stone on top of the Aron to demonstrate that he deserved skila. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Mordechai, Mishim Eiz B'Niduyai, the relatives don't observe Avelos, just like Harugei Bezen. We treat him like Harugei Bezen. We attribute his death to the curse that the rabbis gave him. Where does it list it off? You have Skilas Reif, Herig Chenek, Elohin Haniskol, Elohin Hanisrofen. Where does it say? So the Nidui Cherem Shamta, this is based on the Klal, the Gemara Sashamati, Gemara Sanhedrin, Daphne and Vavim, and Aleph quotes from the Megillah Steinus. Gilas Tainus is a book that was written at the time that the rest of the Torah Shebaal Peh was still Baal Peh, time the Mishnais was still being recited Baal Peh. And the Megillah Tainus was Bigsab, that's what Rashi said. That's why it's called the Megillah, because it was written Bigsab. It starts in this in the year Sivan Tam. It goes in the order of the months of the Jewish year, and a list of all the Yamitayim that the Chachamim introduced during the period of the Zman Baisheni. So most of it just has the Yamitayim, the 30 Yamitayim that they added on, and the historical background. And every so often, every couple of pages, there's a halacha there. So the Gemara quotes this, and Sanhedrin Mem Vav, the Gemara quotes this price. So Shamati, Shebez Makme Yanchen Shloim Eradin. The Bezna has a right to give Skila, Srefa, Erek, Chenek, Malkus, penalize Mammon. Mammon is Hefke Bezna Hefke, that we know, that we're more familiar with. But even Nisa and even Malkus, they have a right to do. The Gemara gives examples over there. So whenever a person is mevazeh talmid chachamim in an unusual fashion, so then v'hoi rosho on the migdal milsa, if you think that you'll accomplish something. If you live in a generation where everybody's mevazeh all the rabbanis, what are they going to put everybody in chere? So then they'll think that you're crazy. You won't accomplish anything. But if you live in a generation where most of the people are mechabit talmid chachamim, and here and there there's a shegit who's mevazeh talmid chachamim, so then you put him in chere, which is a curse that he should die. And if he dies, then the children don't, the relatives don't observe Avelos, because we treat him like Harugei Bezden. So the Rambam has all his dinim in Hilchas Talmud Torah. When he talks about Kavod Talmid HaChachamim, so he menad al Kavod HaRab, Kulam Shanina bin Mishnah, saying all 24 are in the Mishnais. The Rambam gives you the whole list. The Rambam collected from all. The Rambam has it, or the Rif has it. Does the Rif have the whole list of 24? Could be that it's in the Rif. Let's see, Perek Shlishi. The Rambam has the whole list, 1, 2, 3, 4. Could be that he just got it from the Rif. No, the Rif doesn't have. I thought it is a Rif somewhere. Let's See, did it tell you here where the rift is? Olive. I think it is a rift somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it's in my cotton. The rift in my cotton. I don't know. So the Rambam has a whole list. That's where the Kesem Mishnah says, I think the Rambam got it from the rift. And then the question is, where did the rift get it from? So the Kesem Mishnah says it must be a Braisa that appears in the Tosefta somewhere that was edited by Rabchiv Raboshia Vizulosam. Rabchiv Raboshia and the others. What do you mean Vizulosam? The Gemara says that the Tosefta was edited by Rabchiv Raboshia, and those are the only braises that are reliable. So what is the Kesem Mishnah, right? Vizulosam. So the Chidos says it would appear from that Kesem Mishnah that what we have printed in the back of the Rif, that's called Tosefta, is not the authentic Tosefta. This is by Rav Chaim Raboshia Vizulosam and others, and sometimes it will be reliable, sometimes it won't be reliable. The real Tosefta, somehow we don't have. That's a question, is that really so? We usually assume that the Tosefta that's printed in the back of the Rif is the authentic Tosefta. Even there, there's a Shina Girsa, okay, but we usually assume that that is the Tosefta. So that's problematic. That word in the Kesem Mishnah, Vizulosam, is problematic. So what are they... What are the 24? The Kulam Shaninim in Mishnah said all 24. B'shul Malevi says all 24 appear in Mishnahs. Amalei Rab Lozer, so Rab Lozer confronts him and he says, Hecha, where are the 24? Where are the Mishnahs? Amalei Lechitashka, go check. Go check and you'll find. Nofak Dok V'yashka Klas. He chazed all the Mishnahs and he only found three. One is Amzalzam in the Tilis Yadayim. He's supposed to wash the Tilis Yadayim before you eat bread. So if a person eats bread without washing until it's yadayim, he deserves to be put in nidui. Absaprach mitosim shal tamid hachamim. Mikra adin deraisa loshon hara is only if you talk about against a living person. Talk against a dead person. There's no isa loshon hara. It's been adam lachavera. Once the person is dead, so he's not chavera anymore. So this is a din. If you're mevaza tamid hachamim, after they die, that's cause for being put in cherem. And Hamegis died to klap in my life. You're a little too buddy-buddy with the Rabban Shalom. A little too chutzpedik with the Rabban Shalom. So the Gemara says, what is the source for all of these? Amasapra achatamir achar mistosam. Achamitosam means after they're dead, after they're buried already. Maihi, where is that? This not who hayoimer. There is. Sometimes the Gemara has a drush on the Pazdar. Bel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, b'lo b'nos Yisrael. Sometimes you invite women. The first pasuk given by Yikar, the Ve'el B'nei Yisrael, Ve'el B'nos Yisrael, what women can't bring a Korban Oila? So now women can bring a Korban Oila, but if and when they bring a Korban Oila, they don't do smicha. Smicha is only on men, not on women. B'nei Yisrael, Samchim, Ein B'nei Yisrael, Samchas. Sometimes you have a pasuk B'nei Yisrael, and it can't be Memayit women, just when the context can't be Memayit women. So sometimes the Gemara says that it's Memayit Gerim, B'nei Yisrael, Ve'el Gerim. How do you know when it's, and sometimes not Memayit either. How do you know when it's Memayit Gerim, when it's Memayit Benois Yisrael? So the Shach, the first Shach in Yerideya, it's not the first Shach. The Shach has Hasogas on the Taz that are called Nekudas HaKesev. So the first Nekudas HaKesev in the first page in Yerideya, he raises this issue. How did the Tanoim know when to Darshan Benois Yisrael, Benois Yisrael, when to Darshan Benois Yisrael, Gerim? So he says you have to have a feel for it. You have to have an intuition. You have to learn enough till you can figure out. So the Tanoim had a field. They knew how to darshan psukim. So here there's a machlokes haTanoim. In the parsha of Soito, we usually have a rule, ein somechem al hanes. You cannot rely and assume that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make you a miracle. There's one case, but there's an exception to the rule, Samach HaMal HaNes, that's by Soita. Parsha Soita, it says, if the husband is choshed, his wife is nus, and there's kini astira, then she's not allowed to live with the husband. Even though it may be that there's nothing there. If a woman is married and she's mezana tachas bailo, she has a din of a Soita, so that's a Soita Vadai. The Soita Vadai, there's a law. The husband is not allowed to live with his wife. What's the loisese? It says in the Chumash, if a man is married and he divorces his wife, Gimotzaba Erbas Dover. She was Mizana, so he had a divorcer. Then, Valcha Bahasal Yishach, she goes and she marries someone else. the Sneha Hayisha Acharon, and the second husband hates her and he divorces her, or second husband dies. So then it says, L'yuchot Ba'al Yerish and Shishuch Loshem V'kachta Acharesha Hu Tamor. The first husband is not allowed to remarry her. There's Machzu Gerushos and Mishanisis. If a person divorces his wife and she didn't marry anybody else in between, even if she had an affair with somebody, if she's Mizana with someone, but she didn't marry anybody else in between, he's permitted to remarry his wife. But if the wife married someone else in between, and then the second husband dies, or the second husband divorces her, then there's a lav. The first husband is not allowed to remarry her. That's Machzu Gerushosai Mishanisis. Why does it say Acharesha Hu Tamo'o? What does that mean? So the Gemara in Yevamos quotes one Tanner, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. We hardly ever quote him in Shas. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says that Machzu Gerushosa is only Osur Mishanisis if she had Nisuin with the second husband. She only had Erisin, and the second husband dies, then the first husband is allowed to remarry him. Because she was never living with the second husband. How does he get that? Only Machzu Gerushosai Mishanisis, because it says, Acharesha Hu Tamo'o. Hu Tamo'o means that she was living with the second husband. We don't paskin like, we hardly ever quote Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and a few times that we quote him, we don't paskin like him. So we don't accept his opinions. What do you do with the phrase, Acharesha Hu Tamo'o? No, Acharesha Hu Tamo'o means, if she was Mizana Tachas Baila. How does this story begin in the Chumash? It says if a man is married and he divorces his wife because kimotzebo erba's dover, he ascertains. How do you dover dover mimam? And how do you ascertain that she was mizanet by two kosher edim? Just like it says, al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yokum dover. There are two psukim. There's one pasuk, al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yumas ameis. That did in the foshes need two edim. Then there's another pasuk in the same parasha that says, al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yokum dover. So yokum dover goes on mominus. So just like Mominus needs two kosher edim, so too to ascertain, Dover should be able to ascertain that a woman is married, to ascertain that a married woman is divorced, to ascertain that her husband died. An inyan of ishus, a Dover should be able, needs two kosher edim. Needs two kosher edim. How do you know? Because it says, Ki motzav erva's Dover, because of a law sefer krisa. The husband divorces his wife because he ascertains that she was mizana. How did he ascertain Dover, Dover, me Mominus? Just like by Mammon, you can only ascertain if you have two kosher edim. So to by Dover should be ever, in order to ascertain that the woman is a soita, asur labayla, you need two kosher edim. So the Torah talks about a situation. Man was married, he got divorced because the wife was mazanik, and what's about Erva's daughter? Then she marries someone else and he divorces her. Then it says, Layuchot ba'al harishon asher shulcha, lo shubi lekachto. Why not? Because she's a soita. She was a soita from the first mahadura. She was a soita from the first time he was married to her. So just because he divorced her, and now he remarries her, doesn't make her that his mutter. She's still a Saita Asura Laban. She can marry anybody else in the world. Can't marry a Kohen, okay, because she's a Grusha, but she can marry anybody else other than a Kohen. She can't remarry the first husband because Saita Asura to the Baal. That's a Loisa. That's a Loisa. Lo Yuchot Baal Harishon Asher Shulchot. Lo Shuv Lekachto tells you the din of Machzu Grushosa. If she married in between. And even if she only had erison, we don't paskin like that Tana, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, even if she only had erison. So what do you do with the phrase, Acharesha Hu Tamo'o? That's another din. You read it as if there would be a semicolon there. You read it like this, Lo Yuchot Ba'al Harishon Asher Shulcha, Lo Shuv Lekachto, semicolon. And also, you're not allowed to be Machzu Gerushosa if she married someone else in between. And also, Acharesha Hu Tamo'o, if she was really Mizana, Tachas Baila, the first time around, then a Soita Asura LaBaila, there's a Loisa. That's if it's a soita vadai. Soita vadai means you have two edim. You know for sure that the woman was mizana tachas baila. What if it's a soita sofik? Soita sofik means that the husband is suspicious, and maybe he's just having an imagination. Maybe he's just maybe he's too suspicious. Maybe the wife is innocent, totally innocent. There was a couple here in the. This was a story centuries ago. There was a couple here. The husband was real mishugana. So the husband used to live in an apartment here in the neighborhood on Bennett Avenue, and then with other boys. And then when he got married, so the other boys moved out, and his wife moved in. So he was choshed his wife is nus because it was a men's jacket in the apartment. Because one of his roommates left his jacket in the apartment when he got married, and the roommates moved out, so the wife moved in. So one of his roommates left the jacket. That's it. Was choshed the wife is nus. The wife was a normal tzaddikus. Husband was a meshugan. The husband was something like 45 years old, and the wife was just 21 years old, a young girl. and she was going to be like Rabbi Akiva. She was going to marry a husband who was an Amora, and she was going to make him into a Talmid Chacham. Just didn't work. She didn't succeed in making him into a Talmid Chacham. He almost made her crazy. So they had to get divorced. It was terrible. So he was always suspicious about everything. Everything was, what do you call it, paranoid. He was mamish paranoid. Everything was meshuggah by him. So if the husband, even if the husband is paranoid, if he wants his wife altistri imish ploini, he thinks she's having an affair with a certain person, and then she's misyachet with that person, you have kinyan astira, then the woman is asur al bailo. That's only an isa esse though. That's not an isa lav. An isa lav la yuchel balirishin, a loisa esse, that you get malchus is only if it's a soita vadai. That's the gemara in soita, that's the gemara in Yevam, is daf yiralam. If it's only a soita sofik, if the kinyan astira, then it's an Isar Eser of Vinitmo. It says three times, Vinitmo, 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 Echad Labal, Echad Labal, Echad Latruma. If she happens to, if she's married to a Kohen, then once she becomes a Saita Sofik, she's not allowed to eat Truma. If she becomes a Saita Vada for sure, she's a Zaina, she's not allowed to eat Truma. But even only a Saita Sofik, not allowed to eat Truma. So then the Torah promises a miracle. If the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Maim HaMarim, and she survives, and nothing happens to her. Nothing should happen to her. It doesn't taste good. They put in something, they put in a little ofen mikarka on Mishkan, put a little sin. She doesn't have to drink the whole cup. You drink a little bit. It doesn't taste good, but it's not poisonous. And they put in a little bitter flavor. It's also not poisonous. There's no reason why she should get sick. So if she gets sick, then it's a simon that she was mizana. If she doesn't get sick, then it's a simon ladava that she's mataris labad. So that's the one and only case where the Torah says you can rely on a miracle, the Yoylam Void. The Yoylam Void, because man, you have a Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the miracle was not promised. So there you have the right to be Samech Alanes, but otherwise not. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, the Parsha of Soita, where is it? Parsha is not so. Parsha of Soita starts out, Abel B'nei Yisrael. So what does it mean? Abel B'nei Yisrael doesn't apply to women. Of course it applies to women. We're talking about an Eshes Isha Zinsa. Can't say B'nei Yisrael V'lo B'nei Yisrael. So it means Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. Maybe you don't darshan v'lo gerim either. You have to have the feel. So there was a machlokes hatanoim. Maybe the miracle was only promised in a situation where the husband is not a ger. Dabel Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. That's a machlokes where the mashkemes hagiyoris. Mashkemes hagiyoris doesn't mean she's a ger. It means she's married to a ger. Mrs. Ger is called a ger, but she's not a geyoris. The husband is a ger. So are you darshan for the pasuk Dabel Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim, or you don't darshan? So that's a machlokes. That's how Rashi explains. Leis hagiyoris. Here, the Rashi is six lines from the top of the Amud New Testament. Now, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael Amud b'parsha, prat la'eshes ger ve'eved meshuchar. Right, eved meshuchar is also a ger. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Hu hayoimer, who is Hu hayoimer? I forgot about it. Who was before? Shmaya, Aptalion, Rashi. Akavya ben Mahalala. Oh. Hu hayoimer, Akavya ben Mahalala said, E mashkim es hagiyoris, v'lo es hamshukhreris. V'chacham emaimrim, mashkim. V'omer lo, maise bekarkamis, so they told him, how can you say that E mashkim es hagiyoris, you darshan the pasuk like that, but we know it's not true. The big Shmaya Atalyan, where the chief rabbi and the assistant chief rabbi, the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos list off the zugas. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that all of those zugas, the first name mentioned was the Nasi, chief rabbi, and the second name mentioned was the Abbez, assistant to the chief rabbi. So Shmaya Atalyan were the big Tanoim in the earlier generation. So how can you tell me that ein mashkim es hagiyoris, that the darshan bnei yisrael v'lo eishes hager, the tanoim from the earlier generation was marabai said not so amalahem. So he answered back, dugma hishkuha. What do you mean dugma hishkuha? So Tosfos says two pshatim. So Tosfos says pirish Rashi lefisha hoisa giyoris kemosin shmai v'abtalim were either gerim or they were descendants from gerim. The Rambam writes that they were gerim, and the Tosfos Yontif on Mishnayos Pirkei Avos says the kasha: how can it be Shmaya v'Atalyan were gerim? You're not allowed to appoint gerim to the Sanhedrin. That's a Mishnah in Horeis. You can't appoint gerim to be in the Sanhedrin. So the Tosfos Yontif thinks that it's not correct. The Rambam is not right. what it means. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma. The Gemara says not in the end of Yuma. In the middle of Maseches Yuma, the Gemara says that after the Kohen Gadol, every year on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol finished the Avodah, so all the people would walk the Kohen Gadol home. They would thank him, Yashukayah, for doing the Seder Avodah, and then they would walk with him, be malave him when he goes home. But then on one occasion, they were walking the Kohen Gadol home, and then Shmai Ba'Abtalion were walking in another direction. They were walking home. So all the people left the Kohen Gadol, and they followed the Shmai Ba'Abtalion, because they were the biggest Talmid HaChacham. That was the chief rabbi, and the Abbezin, the assistant chief rabbi. So the Kohen Gadol said, Yesen b'nei amamaya l'shlom. The Gerim should go home in peace. He probably didn't mean to insult them, but I don't know. But he referred to them either B'nei Amamaya, means that the Rambam understood that they were Gerim. And the Tosafot thinks that that's a mistake. It can't be that they were Gerim. You can't appoint a Ger to a Sanhedrin. It must be that they were descendants from Gerim. The Mishnah has that, I forgot which one, either Shmaya or Talion. They couldn't pronounce Hebrew well, because they couldn't pronounce a ches. What does the Mishnah have? Gimelugimayim she'uvim. I already forgot that. They couldn't pronounce certain letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So it sounds like Rambam understood that they themselves were Ger. They were so used to talking Greek or whatever language they spoke, so they couldn't pronounce Hebrew normally. Like I used to learn Mechavrusa with a Russian. He couldn't pronounce Hebrew. He could read the most complicated Or Sameach in 5 minutes and tell me what it said. But he couldn't, when he got an Aliyah, he couldn't pronounce the words of Baruch Hashem Avar, because he's so used to speaking Russian. So he couldn't pronounce Hebrew. It's a different language. Either the Shmai Rav telling them themselves were Gerim, or they were descendants from Gerim. So that's what he said. Dugma Hishko, because they were Gerim, that's why they always darshan in favor of the Gerim. So that's what the Gemara says. V'niduhu. Humeis v'niduyo. Who was an Idu? Akavya ben Mahalalel. Because he said such a chutzpah digger thing, that Shmai v'Avtalya and Paskin, the way they Paskin, they had a negiya. He was choshed the Shmai v'Avtalya and Paskin in favor of the Gerim, because they themselves were Gerim or descendants from Gerim. So he doesn't believe that Talmid HaChachamim are above negiyas. So you can throw out the whole Torah. Take the whole shas, take all the mishnah, throw everything out. Every time just said, based on his, he was rich and he was poor and he lived in this part of Eretz Yisrael. He was a farmer and he was in business. So each month, paskin's dinim, based on his personal background, based on his personal negia. So you're not allowed to say that. One who says that deserves to be put in nida because you're discarding kol haTorah kulo. I remember years ago, whenever there was a Shnas HaShemitah, so the year after Shnas HaShemitah, there's always a hullabaloo where they're allowed to buy a srogim from Eretz Yisrael, because the farmers rely on the het mechir. So they used to have in the Yiddish newspaper, they used to have two advertisements, one next to the other, on the same page. So the Mizrahi would put an advertisement that this year, like every year, even though last year was a Shemitah, Rab Soloveitchik encourages everyone that you should buy an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, and you shouldn't worry about Shemitah. And then next to that, there was an advertisement from the Satmar Hasidim that because this year is Mitzoy Shemitah, so that's why the Satmar Rebbe says you're not allowed to buy an esrog from Eretz Yisrael because they rely on the het mechir. So people would say, yeah, we could have said that with our eyes closed. We would know. Rabbi Soloveitchik was the honorary president of the Mizrahi, so of course he's going to say you should buy an esrog from Eretz Yisrael. And the Satmar Rebbe was opposed to Zionism. He was opposed to Hakamas HaMedina. He held that you have to give it back to the British. So, of course, he's going to say that that you're not Yotze. The machlokes, whether you can be Yotze with an esrog or not, has absolutely nothing to do with Zionism. Whether you're Zionism or not, it has nothing to do. And the person who says that is saying that they're both fakers, the Satmar Rebbe with Rabbi Soloveitchik. They're both fakers. Each one just says, based on his political position, you're not allowed to say it like that. A person who says like that deserves to be put in nidui. So the first version in the Mishnah is v'nidu hames v'nidu yivstok lebezden esarona. The next time it says, Om Rab Yudit, chasu shom shakabda b'm halal nesnada. How can it be? Akabda b'm halal lived in the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, And on Erev Pesach, they used to be makrav the Korban Pesach on three shifts. So the Gemara learns it from Psukim. The Mechilta learns it from Psukim. Shochta also called Kahal Adas Yisrael. So Kahal Ve'eda Yisrael. So you have to have three groups. Each group has to have a minimum of 10 people. But they had thousands of people. Every Korban Pesach had at least 10 shutfim on it. Didn't have too much more because the behemoths are born that season of the year. So they're still very small. You know, you have to wait till the eighth day. You can't bring them before the eighth day. So the Gemara says that when the gates of the two girsas in the Mishnah, one version, there's a machlek zabai v'rova, and psochim, what the girsa in this Mishnah should be. Where's this Mishnah? An adius. So one version of the Mishnah is, he was Bizman Abayis, and when the gates would close miraculously by themselves, and this occurred every year, the gates closed miraculously when there was enough for the first group, and then they brought the Korban Pesach and they left, and then the second group came, and everybody wanted to be in the first group, and the gates would close miraculously. The other version in the Gemara, Machlek Zabai V'Rabba, I think Rabba says, Ein Somech V'Ala Nes. We have the only plime we rely on the Nes is by the Soita. That's all. The Torah promised the Nes throughout all the future generation. If your father did him in the Parsha, the Torah says you can rely on the Bedikas Hamayim Amarim. The husband can live with his wife if she doesn't get sick after drinking the Amarim. He can live with his wife, and he doesn't have to be concerned that maybe if she was really Asur Labayla, and the Mayim didn't prove anything. You know, he can rely on that Ness. So the other Girsa in the Mishnah has Ein Olam Iso Azor, not Ein Azor Nin Elas. The gates of the Azor didn't lock automatically. Abai V'Rava have this Machlekes. Abai V'Rava were into the days of the Amorai. Most of the Tanaim lived after the Churban Abayis. Abai V'Rava lived a few centuries later. So Abai V'Rava had a Machlekes, what the Girsa should be in this Mishnah in Adias. Ein Azor Nin Elas, that a miracle occurred every year and the gates of the Azor would lock when there were enough people for the first group, enough people for the second group. But no, someone would be in charge and they would lock the gates. They'd say, I can't, there are too many people in the Azor. We're not going to let everybody come the first shift to the second shift. You have to have a big group for the third shift also. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Tanakhama's version, that they put a Kaveh ben Halal and Nidui because he said, Dugmo Hishkua, cannot be true. He was a holy tzaddik. He was a yirei chet. It must be ela mi nidu humor de menade because he was mevazal tamer chacham. Some shegits by the name of Elazar ben Chanoich. He was not Tana. Elazar ben Chanoich should pick min the tilas adayim. That he used to eat bread without washing the tilas adayim. So he violated the din of Rabban Kishem Meis. When he died, shochet bez neminichu even gedol al piyara alam shkolam misnada meis miniduyev bez and sokol misharon. It does mean that you put a gal kigala shalochan, a whole pile. They just put one slab of stone on top of the oren to demonstrate that he deserved to die with skila. So the one is mesap rabat acham mitos mishal tamid chachamim. One is mevazat tam chachum who died. Where does that say? The Tanakhama says that they were menade Akavya ben Mahalal, because he was Mevazah, Shmai v'Abtalion. He said, Dugma Hishkua, that the reason why they paskin in favor of Gerim, because they themselves were Gerim, and they would be Mizayah for the Dinim to treat the Gerim like everybody else. So that deserves to be a Nidu. The other version is no. The one they put in Nidu, he was Alozah ben Chanoch, because he didn't observe until his Yadar. He violated the Takan of the Rabban. And the third one, one is Megiz Daita Klapim Mala, one is a little too buddy-buddy with the Rebbe Shalom, and Chutzpedik, when he davens, the Gemara says, that's Choni Hamagel. Choni Hamagel lived in the days of the Bai Sheni, and on one occasion there was Atzires Gishomim. You have a lot of Mishnais and Tainis about that. There was no rain. There's no rain, so nothing is going to grow. The vegetation is not going to grow. Nothing going to grow, so the people are going to die, the behemoths are going to die. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a sakana for everybody. So on one occasion, Choni Amagol went into the Beis Hamikdash, he brought karbonis, he prayed to the Rabban Shalom, please give us rain. And then there was no rain, so he drew a circle around himself And he said he's not going to leave the circle till the Rabbanu Shalom brings the rain. So then it started to rain a little bit. Then he said, I want real rain. So then it started to pour too much. And he said, I don't want this. I want normal rain. So he was calling the shots. He was telling the Rabbanu Shalom, you're giving the wrong kind of rain. So the Rosh HaSanhedrin, Hashem and Mansheta, so he said, you really deserve to be put in Nidui. If not for the fact that you're known as a holy tzaddik, what can I do? You're like a child who speaks to his father. So you speak to Rabbi Shalom like a child speaks to his father. And he listens to you. So you see from that case, only because he was a big tzaddik, that's why they let him get away with it. But normally if a person is too chutzpahdik, and davening to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so he deserves to be put in Nidu. Yeah. Who else? The Gemara said there's a Braisa. The Braisa that has like this, when you bring the Korban Pesach, there's a Pasuk in Chumash, you have to broil. You're not supposed to slice the Korban Pesach to have lamb chops before you broil it. You have to broil the whole thing all together. Rosh Al Kro Bal Kirba. You have to broil the whole Korban Pesach intact, and then you cut it up later. So that's Bizman Shabbos Migdash Ha'ikan, when you bring a Korban Pesach. What about Bizman Hazeh? So there are different minhagim in the Mishnah. In Makom Shenoga, Perek in the middle of Pesach and Perek Makom Shenoga. So some communities had the minhag dafket to eat broiled flesh, Sechel HaMigdash, just like in the days of the Beis HaMigdash, they had to eat the Korban Pesach, had to be Tzliyesh, so they ate Tzliyesh. In other places, they had the minhag dafket, no one should think that we're eating Kodshim Bachutz, so you should dafket not eat Tzli. You should eat cooked, and even if it's a chicken, and even if it's fish, that's not a problem. But if it's chicken, then eat shchit, even though chicken is not acceptable for Korban Pesach, it has to be manakvasim and izim tikochu, so still anything that needs shchit, so you shouldn't eat it broiled. So the Mishnah says, and even if you have the minig in your makam, even if the minig is that bedavka you eat tzliyesh, to make a zechel amigdosh, to remember, but you shouldn't broil the whole thing. Rosh al kor al kir, but that you're not allowed to do. That's called the gedi mekulas. Not allowed to do that. So there was a holy tzaddik, Tudus Yishraimi. Tudus was a doctor, I think the Mishnahis have. No, I think he lived in Rome. There were a lot of Jews lived in Rome. They found in Rome cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries from the times of the Bais Sheni. There were Jews living in Rome. Bizman Bais Sheni. Tudus Yishraimi was after the Churban Bais Sheni. The Hinnig is B'nai Rome, he encouraged the people, La'achilam Gidoy Mekulosim B'Leli Pesachim. He encouraged them they should broil the whole Gidi, Zechel HaMikdash, not only to have Tzli, to do the way they did the Tzli, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash, Ha'ikayim Dafke Gidi Mekulos, the whole thing, Rosh Ha'al-Kurah Ba'al-Kirba. And the Mishnah says, that for sure you're not allowed to do, because people will think that you're eating Kol Shemachutz, Sholach L'Hashem Men Shetach, so the chief rabbi was Shem Men Shetach. So he sent him a message, and Malitudis Atof, not for the fact that you are such a respected holy tzaddik, goes Rani Allah Nidui, we will put you in Cherem. Shata Machlis is so Kodesh Machutz. It doesn't mean it wasn't Kodesh Machutz. It's a Marisain of Kodesh Machutz. People might think that he was Magdashin. That's why we have such a din today. The Gemara has Mesochim. You're not allowed to say Bosazel Pischi, Bosazel Pesach, because the listener may think that you were magdushed to bring it as a Korban Pesach, and people may think that you're eating Kodesh Machutz. If you shech Kodesh Machutz, that's an Issa Koris. If you eat Kodesh Machutz, that's not an Issa Koris, but it's an Issa. So these are the first three were Mishnayis. The only three that he found were Mishnayis. The one who's Misapra Achamitosim Shal Tamid HaChachamim. According to the first Tan, Akavya ben Malal was Mevazeh Shmai Vaptalgin by saying that, yeah, they pass in favor of the Gerim because they themselves are Gerim. You're not allowed to say such a thing. And the second one is one who is Mefakbek in the Tilis Adayim, one who eats bread without washing Tilis Adayim. And the third one in the Mishnah is Choni Amago. He says, if not for the fact that you're Choni Amago, we would have put you in leader because you're too buddy-buddy with the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're too demanding. It's chutzpahdik the way you daven. The other one that he Todas Harayfe, Todas Harayfe, Yishraimi, that from a doctor, okay, and he had the people eat Gedoy Mekulosim, okay, So he that's a braisa. That's not a Mishnah. That's a braisa. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah Sena Karmina, Baha Braisi, you told me that there are 24 places. Rab Lozer tells Rabbi Shulman Lev, you said that there are 24 places in the Mishnayis. We call them Shanina bin Mishnah Senu. All 24 appear in the Mishnayis. Only Rab Lozer tells him, I only found three. What do you mean you only found three? What about this two to see Shreif anymore? That's a Braisa. That's not a Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Uvim Asnisan Lekha, and there are no more Mishnayis. There was a famous machlokes. There were many disputes between Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes. He's known as Reb Lezer HaGadol. The Yerushalmi says, why was he known as Reb Lezer HaGadol? Because B'chomok M'shatem Motzei G'dulos HaShol HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Atam Motzei Avasonusa. That considering the fact that Reb Lezer was so much greater than all the other contemporaries of his, he was much more humble than him. So they called him Reb Lezer HaGadol because of his humility, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. If you don't know that Yerushalmi, from the stories that appear in the Babli, you get the impression that he was not so humble. But that's the Yerushalmi says not so. The reason why they called him Rabbi Lezer HaGadol was because of his humility, like the Ribbono Shalom, Amasonusai. So here they had many disputes. Rabbi Lezer argued with the Chachamim. And the final dispute that was the straw that broke the camel's back was the Tanu Shalachnoi. What's the din of Tanu Shalachnoi? So Rashi explains that there's a din of Klei Avonim, Klei Glolim, Klei Adoma, not Mekabel Tumim. If you have Kelim, wooden Kelim are Mekabel Tumim, and metal Klei Matechas are Mekabel Tumim, Klei Cheres are Mekabel Tumim. Klei Cheres means an earthenware, let's say china dishes, earthenware vessel that was baked in the oven. You bake it in a kiln. So that's mechazik it, and it makes it into cheres. But if you, they still have in Russia, there's still places in the Far East, in the Middle East, where they have klei adoma. They make kelim out of sand, and they don't bake it in an oven with a very high temperature. So that's called klei adoma. Klei adoma, not mekabel tumen. Klei glolim is a machlek, is what klei Rashi has two pshat. One pshat golol, golol is ivory. Klei glolim. The other pshat is no. They still make in the Far East. They make from Tzoya, from Behemoth, they make Kalim, and they eat food on those Kalim. So that's called Klei Glolim. Rashi has two pshatim, whether Golol means ivory, or Golol means Tzoya, Tzoya's Behemoth. That's Klei Glolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adoma, not Mekabel Tumim. So he had a Klei Cheres, that was Mekabel Tumim. So Klei Cheres and Mekabel Tumim, they ain't lo tarah b'mikveh, it says in Chumash. So you're going to say, so the Klei is going to be Tomei liyal nevoah. So it says in the Chumash, that if you have a Klei Cheres, it became Tomei, Yishah there, you crack the kli, and when you break it, so it no longer has a shame kli. It doesn't function anymore, so it's tahor. Then even if you glue it back together again, but since the tumah disappeared, so minatara, the tumah does not return back again. There's a din mid the rabbanon sometimes, by metal kalim, there's a din mid the rabbanon tumah yishana. If you have clean mateches that were makabal tumah, and if you're going to be toivelin and mikveh, then you have to wait till Harav Shemesh. And you're in a rush. You have to use those kelim today. You don't want to wait till Harav Shemesh to use the kelim. So the Gemara tells the story that Shlom Tzion Hamalka, they were crazy. Shlom Tzion Hamalka was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. But she was married to Yare HaMelech. He was a Meshuggah. He was a murderer. He was a Meshuggah. I don't know. So the wife was throwing some kind of a party. And all the metal kelim became tamei. So she had someone smash all the metal kelim, then glue them all back together again. So once you smash the kli, it's tohar legam. You don't have to have any harav shemesh. It's not called the kli. You don't need harav shemesh. And even though they glued it back together, min atar, the tumah doesn't come back again. So mid rabbanon, shevim and shetach, her brother made a chumra mid rabbanon that there's a tumah yeshana, that kli mateches that once had tumah and you were meshaber it, you smashed it, and then it became tohar, and then you glue it back together again. So it's where you started again. So mid the rabbanon, the tumah returns back again. So here we're not talking about kli mateches. We're talking about a kli cheres. Tana shalachnoi in the chumash it talks about tana b'kirayim yutots, because tana b'kirayim is a kli cheres, and the kli cheres has no tara b'mikveh. So the only way to make a tara is by smashing it. So they smashed it and then they glued it back together again. But they never baked it. They glued it back together with putty, with sand, mixed in water. So that's a kli adama. That's a kli adama. And they never baked it in the oven again after that. So that was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, otherwise known as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and the Chachamim. That's called Tana Shel Achnoi. Achnoi is a snake. So why is it called Tana Shel Achnoi? So the Gemara says, Shikifu, that Tanur, Hikifu Halochas Kachnoi Hazeh, just like the snake is very long, and he encircles a person, or encircles a kli. So to over here, this Tanur was encircled with big pilpulim. The Tanaim were pilpuling for a long, long time. V'timu, Rav Lezer insisted that it's Tohar. Rav Lezer mitaher, because after he did the Shviras HaKli, after he did, let's say, have a Kli like this, let's say this would be a Kli Cheres, and I smash it in such a way, I detach the top. So the bottom still has the same Kli, the bottom still has the base kibble. So it's not Tohar. You have to smash it in such a way, this way. You can't smash it horizontally. You have to smash it vertically. And then also, if you smashed it vertically, let's say like this, and it still has a base kibble on the bottom, you have 51% of the kli is still intact. So ruba kikulas, it still retains the tumah from before. You have to smash it in three parts. You have to smash it in three parts. Each part has less than 50% of the kli. So then it's tahar. So then even if you glue it back together, it will never go to Tumi Yishana by Kli Cheres. It will only go to Tumi Yishana by Kli Matechas, because it was because of the Maisa Shehoya. Because Shimon and Shetach's sister, Shlom Tzion Hamalka, did it. She had all the experts smash all the metal kelim and then glue them back together again. So they made Gzeira at that time. They never made the Gzeira and Kli Cheres. So Reb Lezer HaGadol holds that it's tahar, because the thing that holds it together is the putty, and the putty was never baked in the oven. Now Chacham say no, that the tumah that it had from before is gone, because it did shviras hakli, and since the bulk of the kli, it was baked in the oven, even though he smashed it, and he glued it back together with the putty, and the putty was never baked in the oven, but it's still considered the ruba, the roiv of the kli, is a kli cheres. Only the miut is a kli adoma. So even though that's what holds it together, so that was the machlokes, but it has a din of a kli cheres, which is makabel tumah mikan al abor, or it has a din of kli adoma, which are not makabel tumah. So they were arguing. Osa yam heviu kol tar shetir Rav Lezer v'sor from lefanav. They burnt everything. They told Rav Lezer was the mekel here. They told Rav Lezer that we don't accept any of your psok, and we live besof. And he kept on arguing with them. So the Gemara says berchu. And in the end, they had to put him in nidui. That's the simple, because he was disagreeing. The chief rabbi at that time was his brother-in-law, Rabbi Gamliel. So the brother-in-law had to put him in nidui. It was terrible. That's the question, did they really put him in nidui? So they have this sefer called Pirka de Rabbi Lezer. It's Midrashim. It's supposed to be written by Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus. So the Pirka de Rabbi Lezer was, in recent years, there was a scholarly edition that was put out by Radal, Rabbi David Luria. He's in the back of the Gemara. He was in the middle 1800s, a little over 100 years ago. So his hero is Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus, because he put out his edition of the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer in Europe. So he suggests that maybe they never really put him in nidui. Maybe they just took an edit to treat him as if he was ben nidui, but never put him in it. Well, why does he say such a wild idea that took an edit? Because Gemara Sanhedrin tells him when he was on his deathbed, so they came to visit him, and he said, I haven't seen the Tanoim in centuries. How come nobody came to visit me? So no one said boo, because they had put him in Cher. That's why they're not allowed to visit him. They came to visit him as he's about to die. So then the Gemara says, after he died, so I think Rabbi Kiva said, Hutara neder, hutara neder. If he would have been Meis ben Iduya, it would have been Bezin Sokla Mesarona. So they didn't want to be Mevazah him after he died. He only wanted to put him a cherem during his lifetime, that people shouldn't follow his psalkim, because he was outvoted. It was Yochid Rab Malachi Kerab. And he kept insisting that they have no right to outvote him, because he has traditions from the earlier generation that the others didn't have traditions on. He said, go fly a kite. We don't accept your traditions. It's wrong. We don't paskin like you. So after he died, there was no need that it should be in cherem. So Rabbi Kiva said, Hutara Neder. Why did he say Hutara Neder? Should have said Hutara Nidui? So that's what leads the Radal to suggest that maybe Berchu is not to be taken literally. Berchu means kill a luhu. They cursed him. a cherem, a curse that he should drop dead. So maybe berchu means they took a neder to treat him as if he's a nidui. As if he was a nidui. Anyway, so the Gemara says, what did he tell me? There were only, you only found three cases where they put a person in a cherem because of kovet talmid chachamim. What about this one? So the Gemara says, this one also, the Brisa says berchu. The Mishnayos have the machlokes about Tanu Shalachnai, but it never tells the history. It doesn't tell the story. The story only appears in the Brisa. That berchu, or however you're going to interpret, they took a neder to treat him as if he's benigno. That's the shaila. After he died, so then they said hutra neder, and you don't have to. Usually, mishum eis benigno bes and stoklam besaron. They put a big slab of stone on top to demonstrate he deserved to be put to death through skilo. So they said hutra neder, so they didn't have to. Is that taka the din? By any person that was put in nidui, and the din should have required bezin sokum sarona, so they can be matter the nidui after he dies. A nidui chera means a curse that God should drop dead once he died already. So the story is over. So how can he be matter the chera after he dies? So that's what the Radal suggests. There's a question in din. Maybe he can only say huter a neder if you took a neder to treat him as if he's in nidui. But if you actually put him in chera, maybe there it's not shach to be matter the chera after the guy died already. He's dead is dead. How can be mata the need? The pashtus in the Gemara and Sanhedrin is that anyone who is meis beniduya beznin soklam misarona, but they can be mata the cherem if he's dead, and then they won't have to observe that din. And according to the Radal, it could be that it's only in that rare case that they really never put him in nidui, only that they took a neder to treat him as if he was in nidui. How can we really pass him like Reb Lezen? The Gemara in the first parak in Nida says. The Gemara collects Mishnayos and Taras. There are only three cases in Taras where we pass on like Reb Lezen. Why? So the Gemara says, because of Lezen Shamutehu. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, because they put him in Shamta. They put him in Cherem, because we don't want to pass on like him. Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi that's not what it means. That they never really put him in Shamta. They took according to the Radal. You can't say Shamutehu, because they never put him in Shamta, they took a neder to treat him as if he was benidui. So what does it mean, Reb Lezer Shamutei? No, it means Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. The Yerushalmi has a machlik, Reb Lezer, Nechachamim, is Lishitosam, Beisilul, and Beis Shammai. The Reb Lezer represents Beis Shammai Shita, and Nechachamim represent Beisilul Shita. There's a machlik, Beisilul and Beis Shammai, when you say Kiddush. You say first Bar Piagofen, and then you say Kiddush, or you first say the Kiddush, then you say Bar Piagofen. So what's the Machloikas? So the Babli has a whole explanation. The Yishalmi says that the Machloikas is Todar Mekudush. Bar Piagofen you say all week long. Whenever you drink wine, you say Bar Piagofen. Mekadosh HaShabbos is only special, only on Shabbos. And Kiddush is a Bracha Deraisa. Bar Piagofen is only a Bracha Derabbanan. So if you're interested in performing two mitzvahs, you can do first A and then B, you can do first B and then A. As far as you're concerned, it does make a difference. So which one should you do first? So the Mishnah has two rules. The name of the perek is Perek HaLatodir. It's in Zvachim Daf Peites. The ninth perek or something like that. So the Mishnah says, Todah v'shena Todah Todah Kodim, Mekudish v'ena Mekudish, Mekudish Kodim. What if you have Todah versus Mekudish? So the Gemara there in Zvachim has a Sofek and it's a Teku. See, by the life shita. So the Yerushalmi says, same discussion, what's a din Todah versus Mekudesh? One mitzvah is more Todah than the other mitzvah is Mekudesh, like over here. Bar Piagofen is Todah. All week long you say Bar Piagofen. But Mekadosh HaShabbos, the Kiddush, is a more important bracha. That's a bracha deraisa, as opposed to Bar Piagofen, which is only the Rabbanah. So that's a machlekes, Basil and Beshamai. So the Yerushalmi says, that's exactly the machlekes, Todah versus Mekudesh. Which one takes precedence? What the Babli left as a Rebbe Lev Shita Teku, so the Yerushalmi claims that is the Machlokes B'Shamai B'Sil. Then the Yerushalmi says that Reb Lezer Shamutehu, he was from the B'Shamai. Reb Lezer's opinion in the Mishnayos corresponds with B'Shamai, and the Chachamim corresponds with B'Sil. What's the Machlokes in the Mishnayos and Nozir? We're up to that Din Taka. On Omid Beis, on Daf Yud Tes Omid Beis, and we're always going to talk about the Din. Kohen is not allowed to be mitamid to a mace unless it's one of the seven relatives or it's a mace mitzvah. Kohen Gadol and a Nazir not even allowed to be mitamid to the seven relatives, but if it's a mace mitzvah, they are permitted to be mitamid. So what's the din? There's a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol are walking on the highway. No cell phone, no one else is there. And they find the Jewish dead body. So it's a Meis Mitzvah, and no one else there. So one, you don't need both of them to bury him. One of them can bury him. So which one of the two should bury him? One is a Kohen, one is a Kohen Gadol. So the Yisr Tumah, the Kohen Gadol, is more common than the Yisr Tumah to a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot is Matami to the seven relatives and to a Meis Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matami even to the seven relatives, only to the Meis Mitzvah. So he let the Kohen Hedyot be Matami as opposed to the Kohen Gadol. What if you have a Kohen Hedyot and a Nazir walking on the highway? So also, the Yisr Tumah of the Nazir is more common than the Yisr Tumah of the Kohen Hedyot. Because the Kohen Hedyot has a heter to be metame to the Zayin Krovim and to a Meis Mitzvah, and the Nozer is only allowed to be metame to the Meis Mitzvah. So let the Kohen Hedyot be metame. So what's the din if you have a Nozer and a Kohen Gadol walking on the highway? So you find a Meis Yisrael, and you don't need both of them to be mekaber the Meis. So which one of the two should be mekaber? So that's the machlokes in Mishnayos Nozer. The name of the perik is Perik Kohen Gadol. That's the name of Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking down the highway. So who's Matami? So that's Machlekes Reb Eliezer and Chachamim. So the Yerushalmi connects it. Yerushalmi says, Reb Eliezer Shamutehu, Reb Eliezer follows Beishamai, and Chachamim follows Beisilu. Nochamo. So Beishamai say that when you say Kiddush, first you say the Kiddush, then you say Baruch Pei HaGafen. Why? Because they hold that the Mekudosh takes precedence over the Todir. They first say Kiddush, that's the more important. Mekudosh means the more important mitzvah. Versus say the Kiddush, then say Baruch Pei HaGafen afterwards. So the Shammai are of the opinion that Mekudosh takes precedence over Tadir. So therefore, which one is Mekudosh? Wait a minute, which one's Mekudosh over here? So the Mishnah says if the Nozer is Metamei to Ameis, he has to bring Karbonos Nozer Tamei in order to join back into the state of Naziris Tahara. The Kohen who's Metamei to Ameis doesn't have to bring any Karbonos. So that shows that in a certain sense, even though the Nozer and the Kohen Gadol have the same din and tumah, that they're both not allowed to be metame even to the seven relatives, both only have a heter to the Meis Mitzvah. But the Yisr Tumah of the Nozer is, in a certain sense, the Nozer is more Mekudosh than the Kohen Gadol. How do you know? Because the Nozer has to bring Karbonos if he's Nitmos, in a certain sense he's Mekudosh. And the Chachamim de Reb Eliezer are all like Beisilo, that Todir and Mekudosh, so Todir is more important. So why is the Kohen Gadol Todir and the Nozer is not? Because the Nozer is only going to be a Nozer for 30 days. The Kohen Gadol is going to be for the rest of his life till he retires. You can have a Nozer Olam. What if the Nozer is a Nozer Olam? So he's also for the rest of his life. So the Mefarshim on Nozir explained it. Arach Misha, printed in the back. Arach Misha, one of the Achronim, printed in the back of the Vilna Shas. So he says, even if he's a Nozir Olam, he's not just a Nozir for a short period of time, but he can always be Matan Neder. He can always be Nisholan Neder. So it's considered as if the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol for a longer period of time. He's more Todir. Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol for the rest of his life. And a Nazir may not be. A Nazir lends itself to Hataras and Dor. That's what they ask. That's what the Achronim ask Akasha. Tosfos and Yuma, the first pair of quotes are Yerushalmi, that there's, you can fire a Kohen Gadol. It's a Mishnah also. Mishnah and Horeb is a Mishnah in Gemara Ksubas. But firing a Kohen Gadol. So just like you can undo the Naziris, so too you can fire a Kohen Gadol. So why do you say the Kohen Gadol is Tadir? And the Nazir is not Tadir because the Nazir is only for 30 days. So we asked, what if he's a Nazir Olam? So he said, no, he can be Nishal. He can be Matanet. So you can fire the Kohen Gadol also. He'll also only be a Kohen Gadol for a day. He can impeach. He can impeach the president if he does enough Meshugan Ishtik. Yet. So they're talking about that Kasha. There's a famous Teretz from Abchaim Soloveitchik on that Kasha. Can't you fire the Kohen Gadol? So they should both be. But the Yerushalmi says that this machlekes Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim and the Mishnah and Nazir is Lishitasim. The Reb Eliezer Shamutehu, Reb Eliezer son of Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai hold that Todir versus Mekudosh, the Mekudosh is more important, the Mekudosh takes precedence. So you say first the Kiddush, then you say Baruch Pei HaGafen. So therefore, the Nazir is considered more Mekudosh than the Kohen Gadol, because the Nazir, if he's Nitma L'meis, whether B'fesa Pisam, B'meis, B'shek, does make a difference. Has to bring Karbonos Nozer Tomei. The Kohen Gadol who is Nitman Lameis, a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, doesn't have to bring any Karbonos. after the tumah is taken care of. But on the other hand, the Kohen Gadol is for the rest of his life. He's going to remain a Kohen Gadol. So that's Tadir. And the Nazir is Mekudesh. So that's the Rishami that Tosis quotes. That Rav Lezer Shamutu, who doesn't mean that they put him in Shamta, rather means he was from the Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai were outvoted by the Beis Hillel. So that's why we rarely paskin like Rav Lezer. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel also, there are a few cases. Tosis quotes in Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosis quotes the Siddur of Amram Goen, that there are six cases where we paskin like the Beis Shammai. There are 18 cases where we paskin like Beis Shammai because the Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel. But then the Gemara says, but the next day when the Beis Hillel, the rest of the Beis Hillel came back to the Beis HaMedrash, they all agreed with the Beis Shammai. So those are 18, the Yudches Gzeiris, that's not a Chiddush that we pass on like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel gave in to them. But there are six cases where the Beis Hillel never gave in, and we pass on like Beis Shammai. So just like once in a long while we pass on like the Beis Shammai, so once in a long while we do pass on like Reb Lezer as well. Yeah. So here, okay. We're going to chazer the rest of the Gemara also. Let's start the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. On the fourth line from the top of Amud. Amrav Yud Amrav. This is a famous sugya of Kavod Abrius. Where is there a mitzvah in the Torah to demonstrate Kavod Abrius? And we said, Lo Yitamo. Lo Yitamo. Is Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And Soita Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo Yitamo is a Rishus. The Kohen is not allowed to be Mitam L'Meisim. Unless it's one of the seven relatives, lachos v'psilu shalohoi salish, lo yitama, the kohen is allowed to attend the funeral of his sister if she's not married. Once she gets married, the sister becomes like his sister-in-law, and she's not enough of a relative, is not allowed to be mitami. So Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yitama means a rishus, you're permitted to be mitami, you don't have to. And we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, lo yitama is a chayva. Why is it a chayva? Mishim kavir abriyas, there's a chayv to be mitami. So that the pasuk happens to be speaking about Kavod HaMeisim, but Kavod HaChaim is Mocham and then Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim is Mocham and then Kavod HaMeisim. How do you know? That's a Shita Mukubetzis in the second parak in Ksubis, that in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have traffic lights, green light and red light to determine who has the right to go. When you came to a crossroads, so they would decide, people go this way, that way, so they would decide who has the right to go first. So the Gemara says if you have a group going with a chas and kala to celebrate their marriage, the other group going in a different direction with a funeral to bury the mace, so the people who are malab in the mace have to let the chas and kala go first because kavod, so the Shita Mukubetzis explains why, because kavod HaChaim takes precedence over kavod HaMeis. There's even kavod HaMeis, but there's certainly more so, there's kavod HaChaim. So the Gemara is going to discuss Kavod Abrius, Kavod HaChaim, Kavod HaMeisim. How far do you go with this concept of Kavod Abrius? There's a nice inyan to be careful about Kavod Abrius, okay? Kavod HaChaim, Kavod HaMeisim, everything is fine. What if it's in conflict with the halacha? So that's going to be the whole sugya. To what extent do you say that Kavod Abrius is so important that you even have a right to violate the Dinei HaTorah because of humiliation? So the first one, Amrav Yud Amrav, a person is walking in the street and he realizes that the suit that he's wearing is all shatnas deraisa. Amotzi climbed a big dough, he finds that he's wearing shatnas. Poishtan afil mashuk, he has to undress in the middle of the street. Why is that? Because we have a pasuk in Mishle, ein chochma bein tfuna bein neitzel neged Hashem. What does it mean? The connotation is, kamach mashashchil Hashem, ein chelk in kover l'raf. Whenever a person realizes that he's doing an Aveira, you have to ignore Kavod Abrius. What if it's only Shatnas de Rabbanon? It even applies if it's Shatnas de Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to say no. If it's Shatnas de Rabbanon, then you don't have to undress in the middle of the street. Kavod Abrius is not Doiche an Aveira de Raisa, but it's Doiche Aveiras de Rabbanon. Preg Markashe. We have a brisa that reads as follows: Kavras hames v'chazru. After the kvura, so they're going back home. Lifneim shtei drachim. There are two ways to go back home: achas torah v'achas tmeah. I'm a kohen and I'm going to be malave the avelim on the way home from in the cemetery. And there are two ways to go. And the oval decided to go. Lifneim shtei drachim achas torah v'achas tmeah. Bo b'torah boimim o b'tahara. If the oval decides to go back home on the path that's torah, on the highway that store, so everyone goes with him. Bobet Tmeya, even if the Oval decides to go home, the Oval is not a Kohen. The Oval is not a Kohen. He's allowed to be Metame LeMeisim. What do you mean there's a path that's Tomei? It means we have a tradition. We know that there used to be a Jewish cemetery here, and the Mason's Metame Ba'ohel. There's no Maga Master, the Mason's 6 feet under. But so he's not a mace. Yisrael's Metame not only be Maga, but be Master. Maga means if you touch the mace. If you're wearing gloves, you're not touching the mace. If you move the mace, that's called masa. If I push the mace like that, that's called masa. Even though the mace is wrapped up in tachrichim, I'm wearing gloves, there's no maga, but there is masa. And then if the mace is 6 feet under and I'm walking on top of the kebet, that's metame ba'ohel. So mace Yisrael is metame ba'ohel. Mace akum is a machloike satanoim, and yabomis, and above metzi, and a gitna, and different mesichtas, where the mace akum are metame ba'ohel or not. In Shulchan Aruch, they pass on like the Rambam. The Mesei Akum are not Metamei Bo'el, but they say, L'chatchili, you should be choshish for the Tosus. Tosus pass on like the other Tanoim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that Mesei Akum are not Metamei Bo'el. The other Tanoim disagree. So the Rambam and most of the Rishonim thought the din is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Mesei Akum are not Metamei Bo'el. And Tosus thinks that you should pass on like the majority opinion. The Mesei Akum are Metamei Bo'el. So that's all in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So the Brisa says, even though the Oval is going to walk back, the Oval is not a Kohen. The Oval decided to go back home on the highway where we know that there was a mace buried there, mace is buried there. So whoever goes on that highway, Vadai becomes Tomei. Yeah, every so often, the Goyish governments will make a highway right in the middle of a Jewish cemetery. So sometimes they'll give the Jews permission to take all the mason away. So those who travel on the highway won't be traveling on top of the mason. And sometimes they don't give permission. So whoever goes on the highway is being mahil on the mace. Whoever goes on the highway becomes tummy. So the Brisa says, nonetheless, bo bitmeya, bo imimo bitmeya, mishum kvoda, out of covet for the ovil who's gone home, even the Kohanim who are with him are allowed to be Malavahim, even though they know they're becoming Tomei, Tumas Mei, Sreg Mavi Amai. You just said, there's a Pasig in Mishle, Amai, Lema, why don't I say, En Chochma Ben Tfuno, the Neger Hashem? And for the Gemara, it's only Tumas Mei, the Rabbanon. If it will be a Tuma Deraisa, and the Anaver Deraisa, Kabar Abiyas is not Doch, and Isa Deraisa. If it's only Anisa the Rabbanon, the Kabar Abiyas is Doch. Where do you have a Tumas Mei, that's only the Rabbanon? Why the guy's a minator, he's alive, he's only dead midrabbanon. What do you have? Brain dead. What does that mean? Well, it says, no, beis hapras. Beis hapras de rabbanon. What is a beis hapras? So Rashi says, sodesh and nechrash bo keber. Ya mishnayis and tmura describe what is a beis hapras. We know that there used to be a mace buried over here. And it wasn't buried 6 feet under. It was buried close to the surface. And then they took a donkey with a plow. And they were plowing the whole area up over here. So they probably could well be that they ripped apart the whole mace. It was buried here 100 years ago. They ripped apart the mace, and the bones and the flesh is probably all gone. 100 years later, the flesh is gone. Many of the bones will be gone also, but some of the bones will still be there. So that's a beis hapras, that it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe there are some bones around. How big does the bone have to be that it should be metame? So to be metame, but oh hell, you have to have rove binyan or rove minyan of the bones. How many bones are there by a male body? So the Gemara says the ramach evarim. Every Eber has bosa gidin vatzom. So the 248 bones in a male body. So that's rove minyan. If you have, what's a rove of 248? 125. You have 125 bones, that's Rav Minyan. Then you can have Rav Binyan. Let's say, on every finger, there's 1, 2, 3. There are 3 bones. You have an awful lot of bones over here, by the toes and by the finger. You have an awful lot of bones. But it doesn't take that much of the body. The legs are Rav Binyan of the body. The legs are the majority. If you would leave out all the bones from the fingers and the toes, you're going to have less than 100, and what did we say? Less than 125 bones. But those 100, less than 75 bones, those bones are going to be the rove binyan of the human body. So if you have rove binyan or rove minyan of the bones, so that's metame even ba'oham. If you have less than that, so it's only metame b'maga or b'masa. Etzem kisaora. If you have a bone that's the size of a barley grain, how big is a barley grain? Very tiny, like a seed, like a pit from an orange. How big is a saora? The ritzuos have to be a saora wide, not so wide. Half an inch is a daiva hoisa. If you have the ritzuos half an inch wide, that's for sure kisaora. So etzim kisaora is matamli b'maga masa, but it's not matamli ba'ohel. So that's the din. If a person walks on a beis hapras, so we are choishesh midirabbanan minator yigol lekulik, because it's only a suffix. But midirabbanan, you have to treat it lechumra. So you say the beis hapras is a suffix whether there's any tumas meis over there. So we say maybe there's an etzim kisaora, and maybe even the fellow's wearing shoes, but maybe he pushed the etzim kisaora. So that's metame b'masa. If he would go barefoot, it would be metame even b'maga, even if he doesn't push it to a different location. But if he's wearing shoes and there's no maga, he's wearing socks. Even if he's not wearing shoes, wearing socks, and there's no maga, so the worst it could be is going to be masa. So masa is if he moves it a little bit. So that's the din of beis hapras. Beis hapras only tami midirabban. How do you know beis hapras only tami midirabban? The Amar Rav Yonah Mishmol Shmuel said, you have a kula in beis hapras that's such a whopper of a kula, it only makes sense if you should assume beis hapras only the rabbanim. If it would really be a sofik deraisa luchumra, usually we hold sofik deraisa luchumra. If it would have been a real sofik deraisa luchumra, this wouldn't make any sense. Min apechot the beis hapras v'hoylech. If the person wants to be makra b'korban Pesach, and the only way to get to Yerushalayim, if he's going to go around, there's a cemetery, or something that used to be a cemetery. So if the only way to get to Yerushalayim is to walk around and around, he's not going to make it by Shkia and there a Pesach. He has to go through the cemetery. So we would be making Menapecha the Beis HaPras if he goes and he keeps on blowing on the ground to see if there are any bones there. He goes inch by inch and he sees there are no bones. So Menapecha the Beis HaPras V'Hoylech, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Temura, I think, in Choras, that, where does he quote? Only for Echle Pesach, is there Rashi. Menapech Odom, they were only Mekel. We're makel for the purpose of bringing Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, if you don't bring Korban Pesach, echayv koris. So that's a serious obligation. So because we have this kula, that's a clear-cut indication that Beis HaPras is only the Rabbana. If it would have been there, I say you wouldn't have this kula. Omer Rav Yehuda Barashi Mishmei Derav, Beis HaPras Shenidash is Tohar. If you plowed the whole thing, also you have a right to be makel, because the whole thing is only tamei midirabbanan to begin with. Why is the whole thing only tamei midirabbanan? So this is the famous Rambam. The Rambam has an unusual opinion. The Raibit happens to agree with him on this. Usually the Raibit disagrees with the Rambam. Here the Rambam has such a wild opinion, and the Raibit says, I agree with him. The Rambam holds that Sofik deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan. The din of Sofik deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan. Rashi and most of the Rishonim disagree in Kiddushin. They held Sofik Deraisa Luchumer is a din deraisa. And the Rama holds Sofik Deraisa Luchumer is only midirabbanan. And Sofik Tumah Bishu Sayachet, Sveika Tomei, everything is only midirabbanan. In our Torah, all the Sveikas Halahokal, and Tumah, and in Iser, the Ramam says in Hilchus Shabbos, and Hilchus Arayis, everything is Sofik Deraisa Lukula midiraisa. It's only Luchumer midirabbanan. And the other Rishonim hold no, that Beis HaPras is only midirabban. If you have a real bona fide suffix 50-50, that's suffix deraisa luchumer. Beis HaPras only a chumer midirabban. Okay. So what does the Gemara have? Kavar Abrius allows you to violate an aver derabbanan like Beis HaPras or shatnez derabbanan. The Rambam got from this Gemara. But if you're wearing klaim deraisa, shatnez deraisa, then Kavar Abrius is not matayim. What other kulas are there? So the Gemara is going to have a whole list of kulas here. You have to figure out what are the 5-6 kulas. So Kavod Abrius is Mata de Rabbanan, it's not Mata de Raisin. So what else? To Ashma, Damar Ablaz Bar Abtsarik, Dalgam Ayin, or Ablaz Bar Abtsarik was a Koyin. Rashi says, how do you know? Because it says so in Pcheiris and Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Daf Lamed Zayin, whatever it says, Lamed Vav. Rav Lezmer Abtzadik says Hamikoyin, and nonetheless, Medagim Halyin Al Gabi Aroni Shal Meisim, there were coffins with dead bodies in them, and we were jumping on top of the coffins in order to be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech, Likras Malchei Yisrael, in order to be Mechabe de Melech, that's a din of Kavod Abrius. There's a mitzvah, lo yitama kavod abrius, but the chi of kavod is not the same to everybody on the same level. If it's a melech, you have to show more kavod. If it's a parent, there's more kavod than a non-parent. If it's a rebbe, there's a greater chi of kavod abrius. Each person, depending on what his position in society is, has a different level of kavod abrius. After the racha kamacha also, it's not the same. You have to love your wife more than your next door neighbor's wife. After the Racha Gemara, it's not equal by all people. You have to love your wife more. You have to love your parents, your family, your children more than the other people. Not to the same extent. You have to love all the Jews to the same extent. So the Gemara quotes the Din. Rav Lezmer Abtzadik is a Kohen, and he was Metamei Pashtus's Tumah Deraisa out of Kavod Abrius, that there should be a bigger crowd greeting the Melech from the Malchus Yisrael. And not only Malchus Avlo, Likras Malchus Yisrael Bevar Omer, not only for Malchus Yisrael, Afilu Likras Malchus Akum, even the Goyish kings. Why? There's a mitzvah to show Kavod HaMelech, to show Kavod HaBris to the Goyish king. So the Gemara says, Vashem Yizke, Yavchen, Be Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Akum, if he'll be Zerchet to be Mekabel, Pnei Moshiach, so he'll realize when Moshiach comes, that's real Kavod Malachim, and the Kavod that they gave to the Goyish Melech was on a lower level. How does it compare to the kavod that's given to the Melech HaMashiach? So this whole concept of showing kavod to the Melech is an inyan of Malchei Yakum. Everything is an inyan of Kavod Abrius. So don't you see that Mishum Kavod Abrius, Yilaya violated Tumah Deraisa? Why Lema? Why don't I say in Chachma in Tfunah and Nes Neger Hashem? Even the more Kidei Rava. The Rava explains the Medal Kamayinu Agabi Haroi. This is only a Tumah Derabon. Why is only Tumah Derabon? Because if you have a mace in this room, the mace is obviously not walking around, he's lying flat on the ground. So there's going to be a tefach of empty space between the top of the mace. Top of the mace, if he's very fat, his stomach will be on top. If he's not that fat, his nose will be on top. Okay? So the highest point in the mace, you have more than a tefach till the bottom of the ceiling. So this is called the oil is choitzitz b'fnei atum. Just like the oil is maybe a satum. If there's a mace in the corner and I'm over here and there's an oil on top of both of us, that's called oil hamshocha, the tumah is nimshach, from the mace to me, so too there's a din that people upstairs are not tumah, because the oil is chotzitz b'fnei atumah. The door, the wall in the door is an oil on the sideways, so that's chotzitz b'fnei atumah. Tumah shouldn't go out into the hallway. Right here, the tumah does go out into the hallway, because the door is not here, the door is not closed permanently. We're going to open the door and close the door. If people go to use the restroom, or people are going to walk out after the class is over. So the door is not sealed permanently. So if the door, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi Natan, in Taisus and Boba Basra, in the end of Shabbos, if the door would close the whole opening fully, even though it's only temporarily closed, that would be Chotzes Bifnei Atom. But it doesn't close it fully. You can pierce a piece of paper on the bottom. It's open on the bottom. So if it's only memayit in the cholol, when the door is open, the whole thing is open. When the door is closed, so you only have a little bit on the bottom. That's less than a tefach al tefach. But since it's not soisim legamrit, it's not there permanently, so then it's not choytzitz b'fnei atumah. But this is choytzitz b'fnei atumah. If somebody's upstairs, he doesn't become tomei because the ceiling is more than a tefach above the mace. So that's what the Gemara says. The mason were in coffins, and Rav Aronis Ava Pesach Tefach. But Rav Aronis were deep enough that as fat as the person is, there's still going to be a Tefach of Avir, empty space between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid. So therefore, when he jumps over the Medal Gamal Yinu, Agabi Aronis, Ablez Mabsorik was a coin. When they would jump over the Aronis of the mason, there was no Tumah at all. But here and there may be an oran that's not that doesn't have a tefach of empty space between the bottom of the lid and the top of the mace, so that there's a miut of aranis that don't have pesach tefach. So the begoyzer mid rabban begoyzer sheish b'hem mishum shein b'hem rabban begoyzer that whoever walks on top of a coffin should be tamei mid rabbanan. Because of the chashash that there are some Aranis which don't have a Besech Tefach. So since it's only a din of Tumah midirabbanim, shim kavod malachim legazber rabbanim. So again, so it's shatnas de rabbanan, or desa pras de rabbanan, or oil choitzitz. You have a reva ronis apesef tefa. So whenever it's only a nisa de rabbanan, shatnas de rabbanan, or desa pras de rabbanan, or orin, you go bas the reva minatar. So the whole aver is rabbanan. So kavod rabbis is deicha. That's a question. The Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia that was written in the 1700s. He was a contemporary of the Chidah. They wrote, they corresponded with each other. That's when the Jews started writing encyclopedias. When did the Goyim start writing encyclopedias? Also, 1700s. We should find out. It's an interesting question. So the Yad Malachi has a suffix. When we say the Kavod Rabbis is Decha de Rabbanos, Decha all the Rabbanos, only these particular de Rabbanos that are mentioned in the Gemara here. Maisa comes up all the time. The bar mitzvah boy is reading the parsha of Shoshana. He's killing the whole parsha. No one's yotze the kriyas haTorah. So should you humiliate him and get tell kids sit down? We got to have a balkari line. You're killing the whole kriyas haTorah. Or do we say that the whole kriyas haTorah is only the rabbanan and saying a brachah levatole Ashkenazim hall that the brachah levatole is only the rabbanan? So we keep on saying all the brachas, even though no one's going to get three psukim that are read normally. He's going to kill everything. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. Where the Kavod Rabbis is Decha all the Rabbanans, or only the Rabbanans that the Gemara mentioned. We usually make on that. It's Decha all the Rabbanans. There was a shaila here in the yeshiva years ago. One of the rabbis decided that he knows how to blow shofar. No one agreed with him. So the first day Rosh Hashanah blew shofar was a disaster. No one was yet to anything. So after he left, after the davening, Rabbi Leibel Dulitz used to be a Rebbe here in the yeshiva. So Leibel Dulitz blew shofar in Soloveitchik yeshiva. They used to have a big minyan. And after the davening was over, he stopped off in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Nechnesim had to blow over all the tkiyas, because nobody was yet to anything with the first baltikeh. So the second day, Rosh Hashanah, I walked over to the first day's baltikeh. I said, please don't blow shofar today. Nobody was yet to yesterday with your tkiyas. So he said, no, he's going to blow today. I said, I'm warning you now. I'm going to humiliate you in public. Don't blow shofar. So he knew that I meant it. I was much younger than him. Knew that I meant it. He was very angry at me for quite a few years. But then afterwards, he realized that I meant it. So he became a good friend of mine. So one of the Rabbanim, there was a big Talmud Chacham European. So he said, the second day, Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanim. So Kavod Rabbis is Decha the Rabbanim. I said, Chinuch is a din deraisa. In a yeshiva, you have to blow shofar the way it's supposed to be. That's not a din derabbanan. We're teaching the Talmidim that we're yotze with this gear shofar. That's scandalous. Yeah, how far do you go with this din? Okay. Okay, we have to finish the whole sugya. Then there's a famous tshuva in the Nadi Bihuda. We got to take a look. Okay, I apologize. I have to leave now. Belineta, tomorrow is Wednesday. Thursday, I'm going out of town, so I won't be here the whole day Thursday and Sunday. Coming back Sunday late at night. So we got to learn up a little bit tomorrow. So let's try to finish the Gemara here. And that'd be who this truly. Okay.
Cases in the Gemara of Kavod Rabbis seem like the case happened coming out. This guy